I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's with us every Friday speaking of the arts.
Ain't he great? Robert Knott, here he comes. That's
nice,
thank you.
Did you get a crew cut?
What do you mean? I got a haircut a couple of weeks ago. You didn't notice?
I guess I did, but it's sticking up in this super cute way today.
Well, that's because I've been wearing this ranchero hat to keep the sun out of my eyes, because the top of my
Jeep cowboy hat
flew off.
On the top of your Jeep flew off?
I have a soft top on my Wrangler Jeep, and just after those last storms in April, it got battered so badly, and it just flew up.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had to cut it away. So I'm going topless, so I have to wear a hat to keep the sun in my eyes, but I like it. So.
Whatever works.
Thanks, lady. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thank you. Next weekend, we will be talking about the opening of the New Mexico History Museum.
I know. We're going to be talking about that on this program.
Excellent. So but I thought this weekend we would just plug to start off with a few of the museums and art spaces around town that I sometimes overlook and neglect. For example, the Governor's Gallery in the state capitol on the fourth floor still has the show Canvassing the Neighborhood, New Mexico Artist Views of Neighborhood Life. If you're in the roundhouse, pop up to the fourth floor. You can look at the artwork. I think they're only open at 5 these days, but I could be wrong. The CCA has Aaron Currier's interesting work, Schoolgirls and Schoolboys, Mixed Media. It runs through the end of May over there on 1050 Old Pecos Trail. They also have the permanent installation Hello Weather. That sounds great. I haven't seen it yet. I wonder if it has, like, thermometers and stuff. The Museum of Contemporary Native Arts in Cathedral Place has Young Americans Plus One, a group show of work by Museum of Contemporary Native Arts alumni. That's running through May 24th in the museum store. And the Museum of International Folk Art has Writing with Thread, Traditional Textiles of Southwest Chinese Minorities. More than 500 ensembles and artifacts, reception 5 to 7:30 on Friday. The show runs through mid-August. As you know, most museums, state museums, are free for New Mexico residents on Sundays. Some of them, like the Palace of the Governors and New Mexico Museum of Art downtown, have Friday evenings no charge for everyone, 5 to 8. And there's still the contemporary basket collection from Sarah and David Lieberman over at the New Mexico Museum of Art downtown. So consider going to some museums. It's beautiful weather. Maybe you don't want to, but it's a nice thing to do. And again, Sunday free for New Mexican residents. You got guests in town. Bring them to the museum. Were we supposed to say something about the Santa Fe Art Institute? They're up to some antics again?
I'm sure they are up to some antics. Let me just read one of them that I have right here. Private Collections Art Gallery.
Oh, boy.
Christopher Merlin proudly presents Off the Record, painting, and has a picture of vinyl record here. Painting, sculpture, jewelry, photography, and media with many artists. And this was sent to me by KSFR's own DJ Pablo, who I guess also is an artist. And so this is Friday, the 15th of May. That's today from 6 to 9 at 125 West Water Street here in Santa Fe. And DJ Pablo is going to, Pablo 77, as he calls himself, will be spinning.
Pretty cool.
Spinning tunes.
Hey, what do you think of the Indigo Girls?
I don't have an opinion about the Indigo Girls.
So indifference, but not antagonism.
No, I just don't really know their work.
Okay, that's even better. They play at 7:30 Monday at the Lenzic.
That's great.
If you like them. Call the Lenzic.
I like them.
988-1234.
Really?
If you like them.
No, because,
you don't know if you like them.
I don't know if I like them because they came up during the time where I was listening only to Latin music.
Uh-huh.
Which was a very long period of my life, and I didn't listen to anything in English, and they're from that period.
Do you go through, like, time periods where you just listen to what kind of music?
That was a pretty long time period. I didn't listen to anything but salsa and Latin for about 15 years.
I've been listening to spaghetti Western music for, like, 2 months. I even have some in my Jeep. It's crazy, all this stuff in the 60s. Maybe that explains the cowboy hat. No wonder I lost my top.
What?
Greater Tuna. Santa Fe Playhouse.
Oh, how is it?
Two-person play. I'm going to go next weekend.
Okay.
It's a two-person play. It's very funny on the paper, about a small-town Texas radio station, one of those crazy things where people change clothes every minute. They run off stage and come back with somebody else, like we used to do with our nephews and nieces. I would do that when they'd, like, believe that it was me. I'd be like, oh, no, I have a twin brother, and then I'd run and put on a fake mustache, and they would believe it. And they were, like, 22 at the time, so it was embarrassing. I was 40. Louder Than Words is Moving People Dance Company's student dance group. Doing concerts this weekend at the Greer Garson Theater on the College of Santa Fe campus. It's not an official college presentation, but it is it's good to know that the Greer Garson's being used. You can get the tickets at the door or at Kicks on Cerritos Road. I'm going to give you a phone number anyway. 438-9180. I think Craig Smith wrote a little mixed media about it in today's Pasatiempo. And it's the first of the What do you call those studio tours?
Studio tours?
You're not even trying to be. I just set myself up. Yes, it's the first of the usual weekend studio tours around town. The El Dorado Arts and Crafts Association 2009 studio tour is this weekend in El Dorado. 10 to 5 both days, Saturday and Sunday. Head on down to the El Dorado Elementary School where they have a preview gallery. You can get maps. ElDoradoArts.org will tell you everything you want to know about that.
Now, every Friday night from 9 to 11, you can go to Body After Dark for live music and a late-night menu. And as they call it, their only place in Santa Fe for organic nightlife. So this Friday, this Friday is After Midnight Concert featuring Adrian Bellis, Lisa Carmen, Rick Doran, and John Myers at 9 o'clock. The banding together of four professional Northern New Mexico musicians form a folk jazz quartet. And it's Body, which is at 333 Cordova Road. For more information, bodyofsantafe.com or 986-0362.
You and I should freshen things up by like coming up with ads for these people just for fun. Like that one could be like you speaking in a sultry tone going, Body After Dark. Sultry jazz music at 9 o'clock.
You could. It sounds like you're the man for the job.
Really? I don't mind being
sultry.
You
just did it.
I don't care. Backstreet Bistro. I got to go over there and get a sandwich. I like that place. People, Places of the Heart, paintings by Robert Kenny. Reception tonight, 5 to 7. They're on Camino de los Marques over by Body. Box Gallery has paintings by Kathleen Morris, who used to live in Truches. I think she's on the East Coast now. Reception, 5 to 7. Doug Fairfield wrote about it in today's Pasa Tiempo. In Art Gallery on Delgado Street has Afterglow. I love that title. Nancy Rayner's paintings runs through May.
Oh, she's a good painter. She was on the show very briefly once.
Yeah. There's no reception, oddly enough, but it does open today. Jenny Cooley Gallery. Jenny, I'm going to come by and see the stuff this weekend. I promise. You've been open for months. I keep saying I'm going to swing by there. Stuff to look at, number 12, Stimulus. That's the name of the show. Mixed media work by David Cudney. Reception 5 p.m. through May. She tells me on the telephone, you've never seen anything like this. It's fantastic. It's monumental. It's felt like I was talking to one of those PR people from the movie studios in the 40s, but... I'll go. Maybe she's right.
It sounds like you.
Why, you're right.
This Saturday, the Mambo Room once again.
Listen, you spice up your voice.
Look, ladies, exactly get in free before 10.
This is exactly what I mean. You'd be good at this stuff. Keep going.
Music and dancing start at 9 o'clock. Free dance lesson along with the music from 9 to 9:30. So basically, if you go at 9, you can either just go and dance or you can take the dance lesson at 9:30. All heck breaks loose.
If you know how to dance, is it still fun to take the lesson?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've never gone to take the lesson.
Have you watched, like, if you really don't know anything about it, could you...
I'm never there that early. What?
You need to help people on the show. You're an expert at this stuff. If a man's afraid to ask you to dance because you're good at it, tell the guy, look, I watched these guys participate for 30 minutes. Then you can be an expert on the class, and you can say 30 minutes, like, would 30 minutes of that class make them feel good about dancing?
Yes. All right. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Okay, that's good.
And that's it at the Lodge, which is the last, kind of the last thing on your left as you drive north out of Santa Fe. Tip, wear white. They want you to wear white this weekend.
What's that about?
I don't know. Maybe it represents purity.
I don't have any white. I like to wear dark colors and green and stuff. Although white would be good in the summer, like white, like Gene Kelly from the early 50s.
I like wearing white, but white is kind of like... I don't know, a conspiracy of the laundry detergent industry.
What are you talking about?
Because every time you wear something white, you have to immediately put it in the wash because it gets dirty. You can never wear something twice. Or if you wear blue jeans, you can wear them for a week.
When I was in Saudi Arabia, I came back with like a pair of those pants bottoms the guys wore. And they were white, and they just had the little tie string. And those were great to wear with nothing else around the house when I was living in Greece. So now that I think about it, that's a good idea. But you're right, I had to wash them a lot.
Yeah.
But I would wear them with a white T-shirt. And that was pretty sexy, if I do say so myself, and I do.
And you do.
I certainly do. Nice over there. What the hell were we talking about?
I don't know.
Ah, here we go. Cadillac Sky, Acoustic Bluegrass, 7:30 p.m. Saturday. Santa Fe Brewing Company, fireplace, got to pay to get in, call 988-1234. Do you remember that song by Hoagy Carmichael, Buttermilk Sky?
No.
I'm going to look up the lyrics to that and sing that. It was a crazy song. He was on his mule singing it in one movie.
You know what I like is the one... Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones.
Wasn't that Hoagy Carmichael?
That was Hoagy Carmichael. That's pretty good. I owe you a song because I ruined last week.
No, that was great.
No, you weren't happy. That was clear.
Hey, this Sunday at 6 in the evening, Jimmy Johnson from the Israeli Coalition Against Housing Demolitions will be speaking at the Unitarian Congregation here in Santa Fe. I had him on the air the other day, and he has done amazing work and speaks very clearly and succinctly about this whole rather horrifying issue that's going on over in the occupied territories.
Excellent.
Also, he's going to be, I just want to say, for listeners who are closer to Albuquerque, he's going to be at Monday evening in Albuquerque at 7 o'clock at the Peace and Justice Center in Albuquerque, and that's at 202 Harvard Street. Donations requested but not required. And once again, Jimmy Johnson.
Pretty good. Writing Life, bringing drama to the screen and cinema, is a panel discussion that is free. 5:30 on Saturday at the Scottish Rite Center on Paseo de Peralta and Bishop's Lodge Road. Jason Silverman of CCA is going to moderate it. Marata Mita, Sterling Harjo, and John Sales will be on the panel. I'm going to go.
We had Bird Running Water on the air. It looked like he was very sharp. John Sales, very famous filmmaker.
Yeah.
All these guys are going to be in
That's right. They're part
Santa
of the Sundance Institute that's coming to town. That's the front page of the New Mexican today, by the way.
So there has something to do with the CCA, but it's at the Scottish Rite Temple, right?
Well, I think Jason Silverman's tied into a lot of different film things, and I tend to forget about that. So I think this is not CCA, but it's just that Jason, who's a film programmer over there, is also tied in with the Sundance.
Yeah, I think they were the ones who told me about
some
it.
Some film festivals, and he's produced films, so he's working on a movie right now, in fact. Artist markets, they're popping up all over. The Santa Fe Artist Market at Behind Sight Santa Fe is running again, 9 to 2 Saturday. Santa Fe's Farmers Market going from 7 to noon Saturday. And the Santa Fe Society of Artists Group Show. First National Bank downtown, Lincoln Avenue, 9 to 5:30 Saturday. No charge. These things are all free. You can pop in and see them. Sometimes they also have art shows in Cathedral Park, you know. Saturday, also interesting, is Skate Fest. Figure skaters, and what figures, from Arizona, Colorado, Texas, and New Mexico are going to compete. Oddly enough, they're going to start competing at 8 in the morning on a Saturday.
Go figure.
I can't. Oh. I see. Skating around the edges with wisecracks, is you? Pretty good.
I learned everything I know from you, so don't give me a hard time.
Well, I'm trying to teach you some other stuff, and you won't let me get within 2 inches of you for that business. 8 to 1245 down at the Chavez Community Center, 3221 Rodeo Road. No charge. So, you know, you got nothing to do. The kids are up. They're screaming. Looney Tunes isn't on anymore like it was when we were kids. Bring them over to the Skate Fest. It's free. 424-4986 if you want information. And again, all this stuff, most of this stuff I culled from the Pasta Tiempo calendar put together by Pam Beach. Hey, Pam, and Rob DeWalt. Hello,
yay.
Rob, in the Pasta Tiempo.
Hey, once again, every Saturday in May, Rod Harrison is performing
as Lord Buckley
Corazon. At Corazon.
Go get him.
And that is... What time is that at?
8:30.
It's at 8:30.
I'm either
going
to go this Saturday or next.
Oh, good. I love that show. I saw that on Valentine's Day when he was up at the Lodge.
Excellent. I love Rod Harrison. He's a really great actor.
He's brilliant.
He's one of the best actors in town.
He really is.
I'm really glad he's doing his own
thing. But he does this Lord Buckley thing in such a way that you're utterly transported to another time and place. And it's a very moving and well-crafted show. It really goes into your heart.
It's excellent. I can't wait to see it. Thanks. Thanks for plugging it. I feel bad that I haven't.
I'll plug it next week, too.
Good.
Next week's still May, right?
Yeah, we'll plug it again, and then we'll plug the New Mexico Museum opening.
Yay.
There's a fabled Japanese launch. You may not have heard about it, but it's a fabled one all the same on Sunday, 2:30, Museum of International Folk Art.
A fabled what?
Japanese lunch.
Lunch?
Lunch at noon to 2:30.
Lunch?
Lunch. There's also a fashion show and music.
Like sushi?
It doesn't have the menu here. You got to call 982-7799 and ask for extension 4.
Hey, you know what we haven't been talking about? Oh, go ahead. Finish that one.
I'm done with that. What haven't
right.
we been talking
Los
about?
Los Alamos.
Go ahead, start.
Well, that's because it just starts. Los Alamos Summer
concert
Series.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go. Let's talk about out-of-town stuff.
That's not that far out of town. A lot of our listeners are driving to Los Alamos right now.
Los Alamos. Okay,
they're a few minutes late for work.
Go ahead.
Or maybe they're not. So, Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers from Riverside, California. Blues rock and boogie woogie. And that's today. Today's the 15th, right?
Yeah. That's the beginning of the Gordon's Concerts. Overlook Park, they're free Friday nights.
Overlook Park. That's in Los Alamos?
Friday night doesn't have to be the loneliest night of the week. Bum-ba-da-da-da-da. Los Alamos Choral Society's ganging up with the Santa Fe Music Works singers. 3 o'clock Sunday. They have a big gang fight up there at the First United Methodist Church. No, I'm teasing. They're going to do a concert. Students, no charge. Get the tickets at the Hallmark Shop up there on Central Avenue. 662-6501. Do you know a strange thing that happened to me in Los Alamos?
What?
I had to go to a funeral up there, and I didn't know where the church was. So I pulled into this rec center that had a swimming pool. And as I walked up to the door, I was all dressed up for a funeral. And there were three women behind the counter. And don't ask me why I did this, because now I'm already embarrassed. I shouldn't tell you the rest of the story.
Go ahead.
I said, do you have nude swimming here? And the women all, like, blushed. There's what? I said, nude swimming. I said, I don't have a swimsuit. I'd like to go for a swim. And they were like, there's different genders here. I said, you could set aside one night for guys and one night for girls. That's fine. And one of the women looked at the others and said, he's right. He's got a good idea. Nonetheless, I left there feeling totally embarrassed, got back in the car, and I still don't know where the church was. I was late for the funeral. Nobody was nude. Why did I tell that story, you wonder? Let's get back to the Posse Tempo.
Okay, the Wheelwright Museum.
I thought it was a good story.
Tomorrow and Sunday, Creatures of the Earth and Sea, a sale of exhibition of new jewelry by Native American artist Liz Wallace at the Case Trading Post. And she will give a talk about her work on Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's free admission.
Cool. Heartwood Museum up in Taos. Dennis Hopper's photo show curated, Harper at the Heartwood, in celebration with 40 years of the Summer of Love up in Taos, 40 years of the movie Easy Rider, which he directed and co-wrote. Next Friday in Paso Tiempo, Doug Fairfield has a review of the show. He went up to see it this week, and I'm going to go up there and take a look. The show runs through mid-September at the Harwood on Ledoux Street, and no charge for New Mexico residents on Sundays. Also, I heard the Embudo Station reopened.
I heard that, too.
And halfway
and Puyehue Cliffs reopened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Meanwhile, the Chimayo Museum's open. Exhibit about Chimayo's history and culture. It's a great little museum on the Plaza del Cerro, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 3. And in Cerrillos, you can take the Placer, P-L-A-C-E-R.
Placer, yeah.
Thank you, Placer Peak Hike, 8:30 on Saturday morning, if you like.
Or Placer.
Placer. ¿Qué es Placer?
Pleasure.
Pleasure?
You
oh, sí,
know.
Por supuesto. Lo siento. Yeah, Placer. Okay, so you can go up Pleasure Peak. Down the Pleasure Peak Park. Remember that Palisades Park song? That was a good one.
Yes, concert. I do. Like, I'm embarrassed to say.
8:30 on doesn't say what day. Paso Tiempo. Okay, call 471-9103. We'll fix that. It's the Santa Fe Botanical Garden is hosting it, so give them a ring. Meanwhile, did you know Algodonus has a stone sculpture garden and gallery on the frontage road right off the I-25?
Algodonus?
Yeah. That's the only place I ever ran out of gas in New Mexico. I was coming back from the dog track in El Paso. This is in 1992 in my old car. And I only had $3 left because it was a bad day at the track. The dogs double-crossed me. Usually they would wink at me to let me know if they were going to win. But I was also hungover because the night before this guy took me to Prince Muck and Vialli's, which was a strip joint, which I didn't know about. But anyway, so the next day I went to the dog park and I lost all my money but $3. And it was a Sunday and I didn't have an ATM card.
Is any of this true?
Yes. And I ran out of gas in Algodonus on a Sunday afternoon at 10 minutes to 1 in the days before the casinos. And I coasted right into town. And at that time, they had a little gas station, post office, and general store. And I said to the guy, I have $3.
Okay.
In those days, you could get a gallon of gas for like a buck. He said, you can get 3 gallons then. He goes, and you're lucky you got here. We closed at 1 o'clock. You would have been stuck here all night. I haven't been back there since. What do you make of that?
Is that a trick question?
No, what time is it?
It is 8:55.
Okay. I'm going to be leaving you a minute or two sooner. I hope you will forgive me.
I
love
do
doing
not
your
forgive
show.
You.
There are many good things in the Paso Tiempo. Bob Schneider's playing at the Santa Fe Brewing Company on Sunday. Don't forget that there's going to be the Skate Fest. We talked about that. There's a lot of gallery openings. Check the Paso Tiempo for information. And there's also the TGIF organ recital with Linda Rainey at the First Presbyterian Church tonight, 5:30. Donations accepted. And Santa Fe Prep's doing Once Upon a Mattress, the little cute comedy about a princess and a mattress, 7:30 tonight.
That's a cute, cheap I mean, it's a in. Very old, cute musical.
Yeah, and there's also Linda Durham's having an opening, Painterly Architectonics, yikes, Sunday, 5 to 7. Pick up the Paso Tiempo. It's a great magazine. I'm very proud to be part of it. And
Well, I'm proud of you because it is a great magazine, and you're a wonderful writer, actor, playwright, man about town, mentor, radio announcer.
What else?
That's about it.
I figured as much. I'm not out of a place with you. I have second voice. A pleasure, lady. Thanks.
It's been a pleasure to have you.
And I'm sorry about all the side stories, but that is true. I got to go back to that racetrack. I'll fix those dogs. I haven't bedded at a racetrack since then. Algodones, that's where I got lost. I mean, out of gas.
Well, listen, we got a couple of minutes left. You can save. You can save for one more minute. I will stay. I will see you next week, and perhaps not the week after. Yeah, I'm going to be turning over the show for a number of Fridays to the wonderful Bill Hutchison. Oh, I want to say, if people would like to, I was talking to a listener the other day who said that she had a whole bunch of towels and blankets that she wanted to donate to the animal shelter, and she wanted to bring them to me here at the Santa Fe Baking Company. I said, bring them on Friday morning at 9 a.m. And she said, I want to bring them to you because if I go up to the animal shelter, I know I'm going to adopt some animals, and I don't have room for any more animals.
Well, they could bring them to Bill while he's here in the week that he's hosting for
they
you,
could,
which is
starting. But you can also
weeks.
Bring them to me, and I will get them to the animal shelter. Yeah. But they're always looking for food. They're looking for towels, blankets, and all sorts of things. Hey, Robert Knott, I know you're out of here. Have a great day.
And Cricket Whipple wants her gift certificate. She gave money. I ran into the doctor. Okay, well, goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Robert. Bye, hasta la vista. And so once again, if you want to make any donations to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and you don't want to go all the way out there, you can drop them off on Friday mornings here at 9 o'clock at the Santa Fe Baking Company. And you can also adopt your little doggies and kitties and bunnies and all sorts of animals. I think it's mostly those, but there's probably others too, at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We will see you on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you at the 3-Minute Film Festival. We'll see you at all these incredible events. Bye.